The Adventure of the Cardboard Box by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Read by Edward Hardwick. It was a blazing hot day in August. Baker Street was like an oven, and the glare of the sunlight upon the yellow brickwork of the house across the road was painful to the eye. It was hard to believe that these were the same walls which loomed so gloomily through the fogs of winter. Our blinds were half-drawn, and Holmes lay curled upon the sofa, reading and re-reading a letter which he had received by the morning post. Finding that Holmes was too absorbed for conversation, I had tossed aside the barren paper I was reading, and leaning back in my chair, I fell into a brown study. Suddenly my companion's voice broke in upon my thoughts. "Have you observed in the paper a short paragraph referring to the remarkable contents of a packet sent through the post to Miss Cushing of Cross Street, Croydon?" "No, I saw nothing." "Ah, then you must have overlooked it. Just toss it over to me. Here it is, under the financial column. Perhaps you would be good enough to read it aloud." I picked up the paper which he had thrown back to me and read the paragraph indicated. It was headed, "A Gruesome Packet. Miss Susan Cushing, living at Cross Street, Croydon, has been made the victim of what must be regarded as a peculiarly revolting practical joke, unless some more sinister meaning should prove to be attached to the incident. At 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, a small packet wrapped in brown paper was handed in by the postman. A cardboard box was inside, which was filled with coarse salt. On emptying this, Miss Cushing was horrified to find 2 human ears, apparently quite freshly severed. The box had been sent by parcel post from Belfast upon the morning before.